Inside China, I think it's almost been, you know, the government is making an effort, apparently, to have a total news blackout on the fact that he's been awarded a Nobel Prize. I mean, China would like to win a Nobel, but the thought of awarding a Nobel Peace Prize to a Chinese dissident who's in jail is not something that the Chinese government would want to make public. So there's been no news announcement on TV. In fact, when the international news channels tried to make an announcement of it, the Chinese obviously apparently pulled the plug. I mean, that my TV has been cut off quite a few times, and whenever the announcement comes up, when the announcement was initially being made, when now at the top of the hour, it's 6 p.m. here, at the top of the hour, the TV was just cut again.
Has your television ever behaved this way before?
It has before on previous occasions when there were reports about the Tibet riots in 2008 that sort of portrayed a version of the events that didn't quite jibe with the Chinese government's portrayal of the events. And, you know, it was very hard because the Chinese government was not allowing most foreign journalists to go there, so they couldn't verify it themselves. And so it was a case of Chinese government presenting its point of view, Western TV reports presenting a view that was a little bit different. And so, you know, in order for it not to get out, authorities would just pull the plug on it. And so reports had been were cut in the middle.
Is this story available on the Internet?
It will be available on the Internet through a proxy. China has had very sophisticated, very comprehensive Internet blockage for ability to block Internet for quite some time now. So Liu Xiaobo, the man who was just named Nobel Peace Laureate, information about him will be available on the Internet. It was blocked previously, but Chinese people can still see it if they have a VPN or a proxy that gets them around Chinese government blocking processes or so.
What sorts of things should we be watching for in the coming days to see how the government reacts?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. We did try to contact the foreign ministry today, and there is no immediate reaction, of course, from the government. But the foreign ministry does have a regular news conference on Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. So Tuesday afternoon will certainly be, you know, this issue will certainly come out, and we'll see how they react. But it's hard to say what they will say, but they've already said that they don't think it's appropriate that Liu Xiaobo is even nominated or even being considered, because they said he's not the kind of person that should be getting this prize, and they consider him, you know, the Chinese government considers him a lawbreaker. So they don't think that Mr. Nobel would have wanted to give his prize to a lawbreaker. I don't imagine there will be anything other than anger. It just will be a matter of to what degree or how they want to treat it, because at the same time, for them to make a huge deal of this gives it even more attention.
And finally, how well known is Liu in China?
He's not very well known at all, actually, because, I mean, among the general public, because the news blackout on him has been quite good. But, you know, it's quite interesting. The document that he's most associated with now is called Charter 08, and it was made public in December of 2008. There were about 300 people who had signed on to it, and some were intellectuals and some were scholars and lawyers and this and that, but then some were sort of average Joes or so, working people and farmers. And now, though, this thing has circulated on the Internet despite being blocked, and I'm sure people have been circulating it sort of just hard copy, furtively. People come to see it in person, I'm sure. And now the signatory number is up to like 10,000, so it's quite interesting. I get this daily news report on my cell phone that comes from the Chinese news report. The announcement was at about 5 p.m. here. So at about 5:35, I got my daily news roundup, and their headline story was something about the Shanghai Expo.